What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kaylee Shore, and this is Too Much to Say.
But don't go asking questions that you don't want.
Okay, so this week I want to talk about some books that I've been reading recently, and I read a lot, and I have a lot of friends who like tell me that they want to read more and they wish they could and blah, 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 blah. And specifically, my boyfriend, Sam, always has a really hard time finishing books, and he desperately wants to read. Like, he's super smart and like loves reading, but he just can't make himself do it. And I hypothesized that it's because he picks like really heady intellectual books, like philosophy or like just like kind of dense things, which is totally fine because I read those as well. But if you want to get back into reading, you kind of got to read something that's going to keep you hooked like it's a TV show. And so I told him to read Daisy Jones and the Six, which I'm not even going to bother talking about because I think like so many people have read it, but just know if you haven't, you should. And then, yeah, there's a TV show. The TV show is great. But I was like, you need to read Daisy Jones and the Six. I promise you'll be able to get through it. And it was the first time he'd like finished a book in forever. And I was so proud of him. And he was like, damn, you were right. So I'm sharing that advice with you guys just because I know how many people want to read more. I personally love it because I have ADHD. So when I'm watching TV, I have to be doing something else. And then I don't like looking at a screen, but I wind up on my phone and I don't like e-readers. Like, I like just like the good old fashioned book. I think they smell amazing and they just feel good and you can bring them anywhere. I love reading so much. I actually, the weirdest flex you'll ever hear, but in third grade, I read more books than any kid at my local library, so I got to go meet Barbara Bush, like George Bush and George W. Bush's wife and mother, and she was doing some sort of like incentive in Maine because they have a summer home there, but it was very random. But what a sweet lady, and I was very proud of my accomplishment. Okay, so first book I'm going to talk about is by Holly Jackson. It's called A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. You've probably seen the cover. I mean, it's everywhere. It's at every airport ever. And it's an amazing book. It starts off with a teenage girl who decides to do her senior final for high school on a local murder case that happened. And it was basically like a murder-suicide, but she always felt like something was up and that somebody went down and who didn't do it. And she was like, I'm just going to re-examine the case to cast doubt on the original investigation. But then she ends up finding all these crazy holes and realizing that there's like, it goes so much deeper than she could have imagined. So that one's really great. And then there's a sequel. I believe there's a third one that I haven't read yet, but that's next on my list. But the second one is called Good Girl, Bad Blood. So she ends up making a true crime podcast about her, the like case from the last book, and it goes super viral, and she like, it blows up and everyone's listening to it. It's like Crime Junkie or, yeah. And then somebody that she knows goes missing, and she's really like afraid of it. And like, people are like, oh no, he's fine. And she's like, no, he's absolutely not. And her and his family like team up to try to find him. And she ends up realizing that she could do a lot of good if she would like do another season of her podcast about this. So she does it in real time. And it's really fascinating. Like, somebody totally has it out for her, and she like almost like dies, and I don't want to give too much away, but those are really, really good. I read them like, I mean, so fast. So then the next one I'm going to talk about is a movie, and we'll talk about that more after the break, but it's called Where the Crawdads Sing.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
So Where the Crawdads Sing is an amazing story about this girl who grows up in the marshes of North Carolina in like a very, very impoverished neighborhood. It's in the late 60s. And so like, it's very just tons of problematic people. And her mom runs away from her dad because he's abusive. And then her dad just like disappears one day and never comes back, and slowly all of her siblings had left until it was just her and her dad because he was so abusive. And then she's just a little girl raising herself in the marsh, went into town every once in a while, made money by selling oysters at this little like bait shop. And it's a really fascinating thing, and it sounds like kind of out there, but I feel like the way that the author Delia Owens writes it, there's a like something to back up every claim she makes. So when like you're like, how would a little girl survive out there? She answers the question. And it's just really fascinating. But then basically this like hometown hero winds up dead and everybody suspects her and she goes to jail and gets tried for murder and people in the town are so mean to her and whatever. But it has like this crazy plot twist that you would never see coming. And I love a good plot twist. So that one is amazing. I also really, really love the movie. The movie was so beautiful and all the characters were just so likable. And there's a lot of heartbreaking parts in it, but at the end of the day, like it has a good ending. And that's, I love a good ending. You know, there's so much depressing shit in the world. Like I just want to read something positive. Okay. So this one, basically any Lisa Jewell book you read is going to be incredible. I've read so many of her books, like I'm talking like probably like 15, and I'm obsessed with them. She's a British mystery thriller author, but her books are really focused on like psychological dynamics within families and society and ostracization, how that leads to like crime. And it's not just like, I don't like mystery books and murder books that are just about like violence against women. Like sometimes it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to just read about brutality. But I do love a good murder mystery and hers are amazing. But this book specifically is about this family and there's like their mom's name is Lorelai and she's like just total manic pixie dream girl and everybody loves her. And she's very sociable, but she's also very childlike. And she starts to just hoard things. And then all of a sudden, like her and her, there's something happens when the kids are young and somebody in the family dies. And it's just really tragic. And so she goes from being like a hoarder of things to like a full-blown hoarder. And then she passes away, so her kids have to come back home and, like, sort through the house, and they find out all these crazy things that they didn't know about, like, why that person died and what was going on with their mom. And it's, like, the mom is so frustrating but also so lovable. And to be completely honest, I, like, sobbed my way through this book because she reminds me of my mom a lot. And, I mean, I just was, like, having a whole moment about being like the child of a hoarder and all of that stuff. And yeah, just absolutely beautiful book.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Okay, last but not least, this is one that I didn't read recently, but it is the first book that got me like back into reading like a book in a day. Like I finished this one in 24 hours and I wish that it was longer because I loved it so much. It's not super long at all. It's 255 pages, including the acknowledgments. But basically, it's got a little bit of supernatural stuff to it, which like I typically like my books to be grounded in reality, but this one uses it as a really interesting device where it just like they don't explain it at all, like how it could possibly happen with the laws of physics and nature. But it just basically this girl is like really, really organized and has her whole life planned out. Her best friend is like manic pixie dream girl energy. And the narrator's name is Danny. Her best friend's name is Bella. She goes to this incredible job interview, gets the job, and accepts her boyfriend's marriage proposal all at once and then falls asleep, totally content. But when she awakens, she's in a different apartment with a different guy, different ring on her finger, and has a totally different job. And she spends 1 hour there, 5 years in the future, before she wakes up in her own home on the like right at midnight. And it's 1 hour that she cannot shake. And so she just has to live like those 5 years, like knowing that's going to happen. And so she's like with this guy that she just said yes to marrying. And she's like, wait, I don't end up with you. Like, how weird would that be if you're with someone, you were so confident about it, and then you like flash forward and you were like, oh, I don't actually end up with him. What the fuck? Like, ugh. Crazy. And it's like there's a total plot twist about who the guy that she sees in the future is, and it's just amazing. And I'm reading her other book, The Dinner List, now. And I really like her. Her name's Rebecca Searle, and I really hope that this becomes like a movie or something because it's so beautiful and well written, and I just loved it. But that was the front of the novel says, as clever as it is moving, the rare read in one sitting novel you won't forget. And I was like, I'd really like to read something in one sitting. And boy, oh boy, did I. I read it on a flight, like one single flight. And it was so good. So those are some ones that I recommend to people who are wanting to get back into reading. And then also, I mean, Daisy Jones and the Six and The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Cannot recommend those enough. But you should check these out. Let me know what you think and good luck on your reading adventures. My name is Kaylee Shore and this is Too Much to Say. But don't go asking questions that you don't want.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.